Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Where to start? That's always the question when I'm given the opportunity to either tear into somebody or something, or rarely praise somebody for something. Well, that said, when the President of the United States throws around a word like Armageddon, it certainly gets people's attention, and mine included. Bad enough we have this weird cataclysmic feeling every day when we watch the news. Teenagers killing football quarterbacks, people running over innocent pedestrians with their cars, a country being decimated by a power-hungry schmuck, recession being cloaked as inflation, and the list goes on. I saw something the other morning that said the average American family is going to suffer paying, this is rough figures, an additional $8,000 in change just to keep up with the life they had the previous year. Where's that money come from? Obviously, it's a cutback at a minimum for 80% of us. And all this started 20 months ago when Sleepy Joe took office with his running mate of choice, not of course his, Ms. Kamala Harris, a.k.a. the Border Czar. Can you imagine having that title, then going all the way to Texas to fundraise on the platform of abortion and weed, and not going to the border in person to take a peek at what it looks like to see the count of immigrants that head towards 5 million? And then, get this, try to get a movement to declare amnesty for all. Underline all immigrants, regardless of how, when, or why they came here illegally. Now I slide into a baseball analogy from our friend Mike Kruko, one of the dynamite duo announcers of the San Francisco Giants, and I quote, "This game can make you scratch your head." Well, how in the wide world of sports can that woman sleep at night? Amnesty for all illegals? Oh, well. Between her and the big guy, they still have 30%+ of the population that are buying their BS. They obviously don't believe in Armageddon, so no fear there. But again, believe it or not, anything close is something to be concerned about this November, when around the country we will all call this the United States of America still. So I know it's hard enough for me, if not impossible, to persuade any one of those 30% that we should try. Might want to start by asking them about the congresswoman from Hawaii. I think you pronounce it Tulsi Gabbard, who is quitting the Democratic Party because she believes the party's a bunch of warmonger elitists. I couldn't have said it better myself. So if the right voters don't get it out and vote right, then we will be turning further down the road that both John and John the Elder, the actual author of Armageddon, will be right. This is Mike Jones for another community comment that leaves me wondering if there will be a time, one more, before you know that. Thanks, Joe, and for all the good news.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.